Today is the deadline for the Wisconsin state budget, and legislators have yet to strike a deal. We'll get an update on that and other top news from the past week. Jonathan Anderson is a reporter for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Stevens Point. Jonathan, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, today is the state budget deadline. Where does it stand right now?
Indeed, it is the deadline, and that's a good question. The latest is that there is no budget yet because lawmakers still don't agree on how to fund state government.
And what are the main sticking points about those areas of disagreement?
Right. So really, the biggest one is transportation, how to fund a shortfall in transportation funding. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and his fellow Assembly Republicans have said that the state should have revenue increases on a long-term basis to repair roads and to fund other transportation projects. But one of the hurdles in doing that is that Governor Walker has said that he opposes doing that. He said that he opposes raising gas taxes and vehicle fees, which are the two primary revenue streams for transportation, for the transportation budget. In fact, Walker has said that that he would even veto a gas tax increase if legislators pass one. And so because of that opposition, Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald and other Republican members of the Senate have said they also would not support an increase in either of those things, in the gas tax or the vehicle fees.
And so it seemed like there might be an area of agreement, maybe a saving grace to bring everyone together, which was a fee on heavy trucks. And that seemed like it was going to have legs for a while. Where is that today, though?
Right. You're right. However, that proposal turned out today to be dead. There was a block of five Republican state senators who earlier today said that they would oppose that idea. And that sort of concept was to, like you said, impose this per-mile fee on heavy trucks that caused the most severe damage on roads. It's an idea that other states have done. Kentucky, for example, charges something like two cents, roughly, per mile, a little more than that. And certainly, you know, Voss supports this fee, but it just wasn't able to garner enough support in the Senate.
So, Jonathan, does anything happen if this deadline is blown past?
Well, what will happen for now, at least, is that, you know, with the new budget starting tomorrow, funding for state government should remain at current levels until a new budget is passed.
Talking to Jonathan Anderson right now about the top stories out of Wisconsin in the last week. Jonathan's a reporter for the USA Today Network Wisconsin that's based in Stevens Point. And yesterday, the Wisconsin State Supreme Court ruled that the Appleton School District had violated the state's open meetings law. What's that case about?
Yeah, the court, in this case, unanimously, which is kind of amazing given the division on the court, unanimously ruled that the Appleton Area School District violated the Wisconsin Open Meetings Law, which is a law that requires, in part, that certain meetings of governmental bodies be publicly accessible, that citizens can attend them and you know, listen to them as they go on. And the case involved a school district committee that met behind closed doors to do curriculum review. There was a parent group that had some concerns about a book that was being used in one of the classes, and they were opposed to certain references of suicide and sex used in the book, and they had asked for a new class. But the district decided not to do that. They just decided to review the book, and in the course of doing that, sort of convened this committee. What upset parents was that the district held meetings of this committee behind closed doors, and they couldn't observe them and listen to what was happening. And so a parent sued the school district in 2011, alleging that those meetings should have been made public. And yesterday, the Supreme Court agreed.
Interesting. So now that this is out there, what implications does this have, not only for committees that are formed by school boards, but for other committees with other government entities?
Right. So, I mean, there certainly is wider application to just school districts. I think, you know, fundamentally what was important in this case is that the court ruled that when there is a governmental body that sort of says we are going to authorize, you know, sort of a committee or some other sort of panel or group of people, and we're going to give those people power to take some sort of action, then whatever body was sort of delegated that authority is now subject to the open meetings law. And, yeah, that has application beyond school districts. It can also apply to units of state and local government.
And what kind of reaction did this ruling get?
It was certainly mixed. I mean, certainly the school district said that they weren't trying to violate the law and that they would comply with it. But Freedom of Information advocates unanimously, you know, supported the ruling. They hailed it as you know, an important day for open government in Wisconsin. Even the attorney general said that it was an important victory.
And finally, Jonathan, a new national poll here shows that Wisconsin drivers are the fifth rudest in the nation. Not the worst, but the fifth rudest in the nation. Can you tell us how the poll got there to that result?
Yeah, I don't know about that. What happened is that there was an online survey that asked drivers questions, you know, like what do they do when they encounter slow motorists, or how do they handle merging onto the highway, or how do they deal with tailgaters, things like that. And apparently, at least according to this survey, Wisconsin drivers are are supposedly among the rudest in the nation. It found that drivers in Wisconsin were more likely than in any other state to steal a parking spot when somebody else was clearly waiting for it. And also that we're supposedly among the least likely to let somebody merge in front of us.
That seems kind of true. Just anecdotally. I don't know. Maybe I just had a bad week of driving. What else? What other behaviors are there?
Oh, well, there were at least, you know, 10 questions, and it ranged widely among different kinds of driving behaviors. What I thought was interesting, though, is that Wisconsin got a D-, and you know, supposedly our neighboring states like Minnesota got a B minus. Michigan got a B plus. I was surprised that even Illinois got a C, and you know that includes Chicago.
Now that's interesting, because you know we have a reputation in Wisconsin for hating Illinois drivers. So does this mean it should be vice versa?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I would like to see what happens when Wisconsin drivers go down to Illinois and how they treat us.
Interesting. Well, hopefully, you know, this was a small study. I think there were about 50 people surveyed in each state, I think it was. So it's, you know, it's not comprehensive, but hopefully we can turn it around on this 4th of July weekend. Jonathan, are you going to drive anywhere?
I'm not sure after reading the survey if I should venture out, but I probably will.
You will very courteously drive wherever you go and set a good example for the rest of us. Jonathan, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Jonathan Anderson, a reporter for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Stevens Point, and he was with us for our weekly look at the top news stories in the state.